children, baptism is a covenant. A covenant is when two people promise something to each other. Like in a wedding, the bridegroom and the bride each promise to each other, I will follow the Lord with you forever. Now when a grown-up is baptized, the Lord is promising him, yes, I will give you eternal life if you will follow me and keep my commandments. I will make you happier and happier forever. And the person being baptized says, yes, I will follow you and keep your commandments so that I may be your servant in heaven forever. Now, when parents bring a child to be baptized, then the Lord is saying, I want to make this little person happy forever and ever. Will you help me? I need you to teach her the truths of my word so that she knows who I am, and that way she can follow me. I need you to teach her and show her how to live a good life so that she knows how to not do what's wrong, but instead to do what's right and follow me. And the parents say, yes, that's exactly what we hope for our little girl. We want nothing more than that she may learn to follow you and be happy in heaven forever. And that's what baptism is promising. That's the sign of the Lord's covenant, his promise to us that that's what he wants for us too. Now, why did the Lord choose baptism as the sign of his covenant? In baptism, we take water and we wash the person's forehead and we make the sign of the cross on their forehead and over their heart. And what does that mean? Well, you probably know that water corresponds to the truth. So it corresponds to all the truths of the Lord's word by which we know who the Lord is and how to live a good life, how not to do what's wrong. And then washing our forehead means applying that truth to ourselves, saying, oh, the Lord says this is wrong. What am I doing that's wrong? What are some of my bad habits that I want to get rid of so that I may follow the Lord? And then the sign of the cross in our minds and in our hearts represents actually doing what the Lord teaches, doing those truths. Saying, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to do something useful instead of something hurtful. I'm going to follow the Lord. I am going to lay down my selfish life in order to follow the Lord. That's what it represents. Now, the word talks about three baptisms. First comes the baptism with water, then comes the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and then comes the baptism with fire. The baptism with water is learning the truths from the Lord's word, as many truths as we can learn about who the Lord is, what eternal life is like, how to live a good life, and how not to do what's wrong, how we can follow the Lord. And then the baptism with the Holy Spirit is when we grow up and we can see those truths in ourselves and we see, I see that that's true. That's not just something that someone told me. I see that is the Lord himself speaking to me, and that's the kind of person I want to be. Someone who follows the Lord, who is a good person and not a bad person. That's the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And then the baptism with fire is when we're actually doing the Lord's truths because the Lord told us to, and the Lord gradually changes our heart so that he takes away the selfish, stony, cold heart out of us and gives us a warm heart, a heart of flesh. The Lord changes us, what we love, so that we love to do the truths and we hate to not do the truths. That's the baptism by fire. But it all begins with the baptism by water, which is learning the truths. Now, we read a wonderful passage about all the amazing things that the Lord does for us by truths. It says, faith in the Lord is by truths. Charity toward the neighbor is by truths. Truths teach us how to love the neighbor as ourselves. Love to the Lord is by truths, because if we didn't have truths, we wouldn't even know who the Lord is. Conscience is by truths. Innocence is by truths. Purification from evils and regeneration are by truths. intelligence and wisdom, real intelligence, spiritual intelligence, and wisdom of life are by truths. The beauty of angels and also of men on the inside and in the other world that inside comes out and shows is by truths, by living according to the truths. Power against evils and falsities is by truths. Order and the church and heaven are by truths. Man becomes man. We become truly human by truths. Then it says, nevertheless, all these things are by truths from good and not by truths without good. And good is from the Lord. All good is from the Lord. So in other words, it's not just by learning the truths, it's by doing them to the point that we love them. That's where all the wonderful things happen for us by truths. So what we hope most for little Vera and for all of us is that we may learn to love doing the truths. Vera's name means truth or truths. And we hope that the Lord will help us grow into more and more to love doing the truth. In that way, the Lord will baptize us with His Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen.